Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm not a fan of greeting cards anymore. I sound so terrible to say it because it's such a weird thing to be against, but they've gotten so expensive for the first part. And also, they're not as creative and funny as they used to be for, you know?
Well, this is the thing. If you get the $7.99 or the $8.99 card, mm-hmm. and that's where they're at right now, that card's decent. But if you're going for like the bargain basement cards, which most stores offer a $1 or a $2 alternative type card right now, you only get half the joke.
What is your like protocol when it comes to getting greeting cards and like when you get them, how to get rid of them? 1-800-330-9999. So over the weekend, it was my daughter's birthday and it was my wedding anniversary. I didn't get my daughter a card. I told her, I said, Mommy doesn't, not doing this anymore. Mommy gets you plenty of gifts. Like, you know that it's for me.
And I mean, she's 13,
and she
too. Does
care.
She care
no.
about the card? Is she keeping it and cherishing it?
Right. So I didn't get my husband an anniversary card either. And I tell him all the time, don't bother. Like, don't spend the money on it. Like I know you love me. Like, say it to me. Don't write it in a card.
Sure.
But regardless, every single time he gets me, regardless, he gets it. And he gives me a card. So I get the anniversary card and I'm like, okay. And I open it. And in it, he's not a super romantic guy.
Sure.
You know, he's not like one of those guys that's going to write me a love poem. It's usually just like, I love you, love Paul. And like, that's all I need. Like, I get it. We've been married 17 years. I know my husband loves me.
You fist bump each other.
Yeah.
Right. On the way out the door. Right.
He writes in it, I love you just the way you are. And I don't know why it bothered me.
Right.
But I looked at him. I go, well, what's the way I are? What is that? What do you mean? Because, like, you were complaining that I was spending too much money lately. So is that you love the fact that I spend too much? I didn't know what he meant.
Look at your relationship as a mountain. And when you met, you were climbing that mountain.
Yes.
And when you got married, you were near the top of that mountain. And when you had your children, top of the mountain. And now you're on the backside of the mountain.
No, I'm not.
Look, you know,
Don't say that.
How do you look when you're coming back down the backside of an expedition?
Raven.
He still loves you. He loves you just the way you are.
He loves me just the way I am.
Just the way you are.
It's funny. But then I was like, all right, so now I have to keep this card on my table, and I have a rule, 7 days. I leave my cards up for 1 week, and then they all go in the garbage. I don't care what they say.
Who sent it to you?
Them.
Doesn't matter. Whatever the message is, forget it.
Yes. So what's your protocol when it comes to getting the card, getting rid of the card? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm going to say, okay, so for the big monumental moments, like my 21st birthday or graduating or my wedding, I've pretty much kept all of them. And then for everything else, I try to throw them away just because it ends up being so much. So I try to keep the really sentimental stuff.
Do you ever like go through them? Do you have a book or anything, or they just sit in a box somewhere in the attic?
Yeah, I have them all in a box.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally I'll look at them and, you know, maybe my kids will appreciate having them one day. But yeah, they're kind of just sitting there.
Kids are going to haul them down after your death and throw them in a dumpster.
But they'll look at them first.
Probably.
They'll be like, oh, look at this. Isn't this sweet? And then they'll drop them right back in that same box and throw them right in the trash. I mean, the only time you're looking at those cards is when you're moving them from one side of your attic to the next. Or if you're clearing out the attic. I know, because I've done the exact same thing.
But it's always nice when you stumble across one that had like a meaning and you see it and then, you know, but then you put it back for the next 10 years and then you see it later.
Right. You're like, okay, well, let's just invite a moth to eat this over the next decade or so. Perfect. Right.
What's your protocol when you get a greeting card? How long do you hold on to it for? 1-800-330-9999. What's your protocol when you get a greeting card? I've got this hard rule, 7 days. I get the card, I open it, I put it on my dining room table. 7 days later, I go, I grab it, I throw it right in the garbage.
If you write me something meaningful, I'll try and hold on to it for a while, but I end up misplacing it in my house. I should have just got rid of it in the first place.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I've kept every card that my son, who's now 19, has ever given me.
Really?
And I keep the cards from my mom and dad. Now, my mom is going to be 90 and my dad is 90. And my dad used to write me letters when I was in college, and he's quite comical, and he's quite the writer. So so that used to be like the big thing when we would go, when I'd get a letter from him, everybody in the dorm wanted to read it. So I've kept all his letters, and I have a file full of letters from Dad.
It's really sweet.
That's nice. I mean, it's cool, too, that your friends, like, I can see them all getting involved, that being, you know, a funny thing that you guys would all do. That makes sense to me. I used to keep letters from friends that were, like, you know, serving or whatever, you know, on the other side of the world, and you do some correspondence at that time. Sooner or later, I got rid of them, or I offered to give them back to them. It's kind of like a snapshot for, you know, a part of their life that they were in there. Right. I did the same thing for friends in jail, but if you go back to jail, I throw out all your letters.
All right.
That's what I do.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do with these greeting cards?
I'm with you. That being said, my mother was just sick this past year, and I knew things were coming to an end, so I made sure I saved all of her last cards. But when I had to clean out her house and her apartment, there were boxes and boxes of saved cards, and I didn't appreciate those. I threw them all out. I just took the boxes and threw them out.
I mean, you have to.
What are you going
to
do with
it
them?
It becomes a burden. You have to. You can't feel bad about this thing.
Exactly. And she had a full box of cards that were my grandmother's, so I'm with her. Save them, appreciate them for a week, and in the garbage they go.
Anna and Raven, what do you do with those greeting cards?
So my grandmother was an artist, and every greeting card she ever sent me was handcrafted and beautifully painted, and I could never throw them out. Although I do throw out those Hallmark cards, I have like boxes and boxes of cards from my grandmother, and I wish I had saved more of hers. Now in hindsight, I wish I had them all.
Do you ever look at them? Do you go through them, except for when you just add more to the box, or no?
Well, my grandmother passed away 10 years ago, so when I come across them now, I cry.
Yeah, you smile.
Yeah, it's a happy cry. Yeah. It's a good memory. And my mother makes cards, so now I'm obligated to save the cards for my kids, because what if they're going to look at these boxes and say, oh, Grandma, I wish I had more of your cards.
Right.
So I'm in a bind, man. I've got like boxes and boxes of cards in my attic.
Yeah, we're strange creatures, humans. The things that we covet. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Hi, it's Ian and Raven. When do you throw away your cards?
Oh, hey. So card protocol is I'm throwing everything away unless my children have handmade a card for me.
Oh, that's nice.
I lost a necklace in there.
Yes. Right.
Little something, something.
The thing about...
Yes, the macaroni necklace. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's a difference between like a really nice handmade card that the kids made. And like at one point, Hayden, my older daughter, just realized that she could take a piece of construction paper.
Just mail it in.
Fold it in half.
Right.
Scribble on it. And I would be like, oh, this is so nice.
Right.
You made this for mommy.
Right, right.
She'd be like, yup.
It's a lot different than the, you know, the Thanksgiving hand.
Right.
Right. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's a lot different than that.
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
At some point, the kids just figured it out. Oh, well, they got to love me anyways, right?
But this year, you used a Post-it, Hayden. How creative of you. You couldn't find a full piece of construction paper?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.